I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
It's time for a Wednesday. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello and welcome to the radio program. I am Doug Karsh. That is Scott Anderson. Hello, Scott Anderson.
Hello, Doug Karsh.
Talk to me, Goose. How was your Tuesday night? Anything exciting? Did you break out the tequila?
I did not break out tequila, but I did have a scotch in honor of my father. Yesterday was the one-year anniversary of his passing, so I had a Dewar's on the rocks in a sniffer glass with a splash of water.
I bet he had one with you.
I think you're probably right. Yeah.
He was a legend.
That was his drink, so.
Yeah. Late night again?
Yeah, and not happy. I really wasn't happy. Look, they can lose games. That's fine. I mean, I know it's going to happen. But the way the Tigers lost, it's so frustrating. I know we just saw the Tigers win a game on a walk-off basis loaded walk, mm-hmm. and it's like, great, you'll take it, and I'm sure the Athletics will take it, but it was the way that it was given away. It's not just the fact that you weren't throwing strikes when you needed to, it was the plays in the field and the bonehead mistakes that you're like, this is not a Tiger team, this is not what we're used to. We're not used to seeing them make those kind of mistakes in the field. Now, you know, Colt Keith misplayed two pop-ups that were to him. I can give him a little bit of a pass because it's a new stadium you're playing in. It's not like a major league park. It's a lot different. Maybe it just, things are different. You don't know the nuances of it. Hey, the ball's always going to blow back towards second base from the third base side. I don't know. A little bit of slack, but not much. Zach McKinstry throwing it all over the place. That's no good. But the one that really broke my heart was Riley Green in the 10th inning. Those who didn't stay up and watch it, you know, you got a situation where there's, I think it was a runner on second, and I don't know, was there nobody out, I guess? And
there was nobody out.
Base hit to left field. He gets the ball, and he's trying to throw the runner out at home, and he had no chance. No chance at all to get him out at home. It's not cut off. The throw is awful. It's way up the third base line, and then allows the potential winning run to advance to second with nobody out. And then you start playing the game of, do you walk the guy? Do you not? They're trying to bunt. The guy can't get down the bunt. And it just becomes strange. A very strange baseball game indeed. Charlie Morton looked great, except for the seven balls that were hit at like 110 miles an hour off of him. But outside of that, it's the same. It's the exact same game we saw a couple Saturdays ago where he struck out the 10 guys and had the seven in a row or whatever, but he gave up like five runs in that game. It was
crazy.
The same game.
It's crazy to have this kind of record, to be in this kind of position, and your pitching staff is still a work in progress. But it is what it is, and they've got a lot of time to figure it out, but it's not as much time as they used to have, and they got to figure something out. Yeah. I do feel like in baseball, if you have one horse that you can count on to win every time out and you have more days off, you really do have a much better shot than you do if it were seven games in 7 days, a series like that. But anyway, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we'll get to it later. I'll just kind of do a little bit of a tease here. There is, I think, a situation that is potentially brewing with the Tigers that it's going to take a hard look from AJ Hinch to decide what he really wants to do, because this could be a massive improvement for them. Could be. Is he willing to take that chance?
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Yesterday, the Lions cut the roster. They had to get down to 53. They went to 50.
Yeah.
And I felt like they cut everybody. Like, everybody we debated. They're like, gone, 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 gone. What is Brad up to? What is Brad up to? Now, just to give a timeline here and talk about these cuts, players get cut yesterday at 4:00. It becomes official. Teams have then 20 hours to put in a waiver claim. What is a waiver claim? If a player is released from your team that's in their first, they're not a vested veteran. A vested veteran is a player that has played and been on the roster for 6 games in a season. They get a year's credit for it. If you've done that for 4 years and you get cut, you don't have to wait for waiver claims. You can just sign anywhere. So like a Tom Kennedy can just sign anywhere. But the point is, it's all those young players that the Lions cut that people are like, huh. Well, we're in a different position now. We're in a different position because they're not in the business of developing a team for the future, and we think this guy might be good down the road. They are in the business of winning a Super Bowl this year. And it's funny because I don't know that you can be – like you think about – and we'll get this call every once in a while from somebody who will call up the show and say, I'm going all in to get Micah Parsons. I'm giving away 6 first-round picks because I'm trying to win a Super Bowl, guys, right? Well, an example of them acting like a team that's trying to win a Super Bowl is they're not using roster spots on developmental players anymore. They're you open up 3 spots on your roster for a reason. You open up 3 spots in your roster because you got veterans in mind that you want to go get. The question is who? The obvious one's Za'Darius Smith. Like, hello, refresh, refresh, refresh. Is Za'Darius Smith signed a contract with the Lions yet? And that seems like it's just been hanging out there for a long time and it hasn't happened yet. For whatever reason, is it Jadeveon Clowney? Is he who they're eyeing? Have they looked at the list of cuts before they made their cuts and said, oh my God, I can't believe player X has been released.
And X, Y, and Z, right?
The issue is the way waivers works. Is the worst team in the league, basically whoever had the number one pick in last year's draft that wasn't traded, gets priority for every player that's on waivers. So that team is Tennessee. Tennessee is the first waiver claim. They can put in a waiver claim on every player that's been released, and they get that guy. But if they don't claim a guy, you know, if like Tennessee wants, Bob Roberts, okay, and they put in a claim for Bob Roberts, they get Bob Roberts. But if they don't put in a claim for Bob Roberts, then it goes to Cleveland, who had the number 2 pick. And Cleveland can take Bob Roberts, unless they don't put in a claim, and then it goes to number 3.
Bob Roberts is really sliding.
Bob Roberts can go to the Giants. If Bob Roberts slides
all the green room,
nobody in the first 27 puts in a claim on Rob Roberts. Robert Roberts.
No, it's Rob.
Or Bob. Some call him Bob. His friends call him Bob. His real name's Robert Roberts. The Lions can get him at 28 if nobody else puts in a claim. It's hard to get good players to 28. I think he's after veterans.
I think he's definitely after veterans if that's the case. But so I saw this line. It was the last line of an article on ESPN where they talked about all 32 teams and, you know, what the biggest move is left that they can make. Eric Woodyard covers the Lions for ESPN. And the last
this
line
is interesting.
Of it, It says the Lions still have three roster spots remaining, which means they could be up to something big.
Yeah.
I think that's an irresponsible comment.
Do you?
Well, the word could is in there, right? So that gives you freedom to say,
you
know, well, whatever
you don't like
want.
That, huh?
No,
I thought it was interesting. I'm like, is...
Well, it's interesting, but is it logical to think that really what they're... I mean, something big... I mean, it's irresponsible in that I think Lions fans automatically start thinking, ooh, Micah Parsons, you know, or Za'Darius Smith would be big. And I think that's
Well,
quite...
did you see what Kang tweeted out?
I did not.
What did you say? They're holding the spot for Za'Darius Smith, Micah Roberts, and Alex Bregman.
I did see that, yeah.
People like that one for some. I was just talking to Kenny about that. I really like that tweet.
That's a good tweet.
Kang's funny, people.
But I think the reality is that, you know, they're saving these spots, and, you know, is Josh Pascal going to take one real soon when he's eligible to come back? You know, how many of these spots are going to be are really spoken for already from guys that are on that roster? Is it possible that, I mean, I suppose you want, maybe you just wanted to see who's going to clear the waiver wire, and maybe it's just guys you're going to put on a practice squad that were bubble guys, but definitely want on the practice squad, but bubble guys for the 53. Well, now you got the spot, so it's no longer a bubble. You're on the roster. I don't want to set myself up thinking it's going to be something massive, and yet this morning I find out the Lions made a trade with Jacksonville. Well, was it Jacksonville?
Yeah, it was Jacksonville. They traded
safe.
No, they didn't. They required. They got a 6-round pick for Tim Patrick, and then in a non-corresponding move, they got a free agent from Jacksonville, a safety. So they traded Tim Patrick. Like I'm sure people heard, they traded Tim Patrick to Jacksonville for a 6-round pick. So now we got to talk about the Tesla hype, because this just kind of confirms.
Good. That train's going to be
immediately
off the rails.
I put a small wager down on Tesla winning Offensive Rookie of the Year because of this move. Very small. I only make very small wagers. It works well for me.
It does work well for you.
But the point is, so that opened up a roster spot, but then they filled it by getting one of the vested veterans. They signed a free agent who had been released by Jacksonville, the safety.
Yeah, but that's all that does is fill up the 50th spot.
So there's
still three spots open.
It's back to 50.
Yeah, so, I mean, my thing, I said before, I think they're signing Za'Darius Smith. I think it makes too much sense. The fact they have three rosters.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Spots open. Now you can go ahead and give him the money that he may want or close to that he wants, and then the other two spots can be filled by, you know, practice squad guys that were bubble guys to make the roster to begin with. What are they going to do? I don't think this means they're going to be trading for somebody of significant substance. I think what this means is another tenet.
You don't think it's something big?
Well, I think Za'Darius Smith might be big enough, but the other thing is I've always held that if you're going to be patient through free agency, you're going to get some hidden gems at the end. Yeah. And maybe that's what's happened here, too, because there are still some free agents out there that did not sign with teams that are like Za'Darius Smith and are just sitting back and waiting. And now the Lions, we got three spots. We can go get those. And, oh, by the way, we do have cap space. We can add and repopulate with more veterans, which
Remember this, because last year, the vested veteran they signed at this time of year was Tim Patrick. And he helped them.
Yeah.
He helped them go 15-2. We can't agree whether it's something big, something small. We can agree. Things are afoot at Allen Park.
It's something. Well,
there's a caper or something.
Is it by noon today? They have to have it all set up?
Noon is when the waiver claims get announced, so teams will know who they claimed off waivers and can put on their roster.
And then they get their practice squad.
And then you start getting your practice squad together. So things are afoot indeed. What do you think it is? People, let's go. What is Brad cooking up? And are you happy about it? Are you more mad? Because Ahmed Hassanein now might not be here. Jackson Meeks might now not be here. Keith Cooper might not be here. 248-539-9797. Got the college football questions at 10:30 for the first time this year. It's 97.1 The Ticket.
All right. You guys know which car dealer I love. It's Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield, because they give you real honest pricing and the best deals around. I'm talking about no gimmicks, no surprises. It's just straight up amazing offers. And right now, how about these offers? A 2025 Equinox EV is only $999 down and just $159 a month. If you're more of a truck person, get behind the wheel of a 2025 Silverado 2FL. Again, just $999 down, but only $229 a month. Only $229 a month for a truck. Now, here's the best part. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield is giving employee pricing for everybody on select demo Equinox, Silverado, and Trax models. You heard that right. That's employee pricing for everyone. So whether you're upgrading to a sleek new electric ride with the Equinox, grabbing that tough Silverado for work or play, or looking for a solid SUV, Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield has got you covered. Now, these deals aren't going to last long, so you got to head over to Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield and see why they're the best. And trust me, you're not going to find a better deal anywhere else. That's the Sarah difference.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.